You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JOC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Big news of this morning, and we did cover it on the opening this morning, Greg, is the trading update from Woolworths, and people absolutely eating it up with a spoon.
Right, yeah, I mean, it actually was up 7.8%. So it grounded another 2 or 3% since we spoke this morning. Big volume, 1.2 billion rands worth of shares trading hands. And that's huge in one counter. And it actually had such a knock-on effect. The whole, you know, the rest of the market is red, but the retail index up 2.6%, which is a solid performance. So it dragged all its competitors up with it. Some of them were sort of higher earlier in the day. But still, all of them solidly in the green.
Yeah, indeed. So if I sound slightly distracted during this conversation, Greg, it's because I'm watching England thrash Australia in the semi-final of the Cricket World Cup. And I have to say, there's a chap called Jason Roy who has been opening the innings with Johnny Bairstow. Johnny Bairstow's out now. But Jason Roy is like an English Kevin Peterson, because we know that Kevin Peterson was a South African, sort of honorary Englishman. But this Jason Roy is the real deal. He is unbelievable. It's absolutely fantastic. But anyway, let's get back to the market. Let me give you the market data to give us a backdrop to our discussion. I'm just going to quickly refresh it, Greg, because the Rand has been a really strong feature of the day. And we'll talk about shares like Sasol, which have been adversely influenced by the Rand. 1393 is the dollar Rand, 747 British pound against the Rand, and the euro Rand 1568 with the euro dollar 1.1260. Again, grinding away, that euro getting weaker and the dollar getting a little bit stronger all the time. Let's have a look at the gold price on the back of that. Yeah, the gold price is down 7 because of that slight strength in the US dollar, $14.12 an ounce. The Brent crude oil price, I'll do that ahead of platinum, $67.44, up 28, but still off its highs of this morning. The platinum price is down $1 to $8.26, and the palladium price has fallen by $27. Goodness me, that's a volatile trader's paradise, $15.61. In the United States of America, yeah, maybe you give us those, the live ones, because it looks pretty good again.
Yes, I mean, I think the Dow crossing 27,000 for the first time. Wow. 27,044, up 182. The S&P up 2.6. It's just below 3,000, which was the recent high. The Nasdaq is 8,212. And if you think back to the previous Nasdaq bubble, I think the highest it ever got up there was around 5,500. So
it was.
It might be 20 years later, but it's finally blown past there and met all our expectations that we had in 1997.
Yeah, an extraordinary time. And is there any new catalyst for the United States surge today? Is there any more comments from Mr. Powell? I know he's had three particular meetings this week. Yesterday it was Congress and testifying to Congress, etc. But what is the catalyst for this latest surge to all-time record highs?
Yeah, I suppose it's just a spin on from really, you know, the outlook that interest rates are probably going to gently or at some pace be lowered. But often it's funny how stocks, I mean, Amazon, I think, got back to a market cap of over a trillion. And people go, well, there's a fear of missing out. You get a feeling of all this buying that's going on in the U.S.
Quite right. Give us the JSE closing prices, if you would.
Yes, the indices, the banks, down 0.5%. Financials down 0.59%. Industrials down 0.25%. The retailers up 2.61%. Thanks to Woolies. Gold shares down 1.67%. It wasn't the case this morning. It was positive, but the gold prices had slipped back, as we said there. Platinum's down 0.86%. The resources down 1.5%. That's the Rand, really, I suppose. And then that left the oil share down 0.56%, 57,273. But if you look at the high for the day, it was 58,033. So sort of a tale of two halves, really.
Yeah, indeed. As I spoke about Jason Roy so enthusiastically, of course, he just got out for 85.
I was going to say you're putting on the commentator's curse.
Exactly. And now I've lost my stream. I'm watching it live on the interweb. But anyway, Greg.
They're showing the highlights now, yeah.
Yeah.
They're showing the highlights of his innings, yeah.
Of course they are. Greg, apart from that, the main feature of the day, I think, is the rand, which is very good news. And it's a far cry from the 15-12 we saw 5 weeks ago. And it's having an influence, an adverse influence on certain stocks and a positive influence on the retailers and the banks probably as well. But Sasol is the one that's starting to disturb me somewhat, because from being 353 a week ago, it's now 323, I think.
Finished today at 325.34, which is down a solid 3.3%. It bounced off the lows. It was down. Wow, look at that, down to 319.58.
Wow.
There was a lot of talk going around. I just got a WhatsApp on my phone from one of my buddies at a hedge fund and said, there's a massive storm that's just hitting the Lake Charles area. And he sort of said, get short. And I said, well, it's... seems like you're reaching for ideas.
Blame the weather again.
The last refuge of the scoundrel. But it finished. He was probably correct. I pretend that I did put the trade on because he was high-fiving his way around the office. But it did end 11 rand down. What it was low at one point. It's funny how you sometimes just get emails from brokers which are closer to the apex than we are, saying, "What are you guys seeing there in Sasol?" And they kind of totally missed that, these things. So sometimes it's good to be a small fish in a big pond.
Just get back to this, because this is a massive part of the JSE Securities Exchange's top 40 index. What has been the recent trading history in Sasol? And when I say that, I mean in the last couple of years, high and low.
Well, you can hear I'm furiously clicking my mouse as we travel back to...
That's okay.
I'm furiously
trying to get my cricket feedback on. It's far more important to me at the moment, I have to tell you.
2015. So I'm looking here, and I've just gone back to 2015, but August of last year, it was up at 576 rand.
576, okay.
And then we sort of had a pullback to around 385, then a decent rally to 485, and that all fell apart when they let us know that they would need more funding. And it was big numbers. I think it was $1 billion for Lake Charles. And the share really hasn't recovered from then. I suppose when it was 565, perhaps it was the time when oil was around $80 a barrel and everybody was talking about 100. But oil's cooled somewhat since then. And obviously the rand's strengthened a bit.
Yeah, indeed. So what do we do here? Does it look like a bargain? I think probably in the future, as a dividend payer, it should be a bargain at these levels.
Yes, I'm starting to get a feeling that you probably might have seen the low in oil price. Not that bullish on the rand. As long as there aren't any more startling sort of revelations about money needed on the Lake Charles side, then I think it's starting to get into a value area. Perhaps be a little bit cautious for the next month or so.
Okay, let's have a look at some of the other big movers today. And as I refresh my screen, reflecting the closing prices, the top five major moves to the upside. Greg, obviously Woolies, great, great story. Great South African retailer, up nearly 8% on the day. Investec Property up 2.6%. JSC up 2.3%. Don't understand why that is. Hyprop up 2.1%. Mr. Price up 2.01%. You were laughing there when I said the JSC. Why is that?
Well, I mean, look, this morning, I think we spoke before the market opened, there were a couple of gremlins, and we had a feeling that the market wasn't going to open its regular 9 o'clock. And then actually, I must say, it's been a very, very long time without any technical, hats off to everyone there at Maud Street, without any technical problems. We did have a problem with the SENS announcement feed from quite early this morning, which was resolved. But one area which wasn't resolved was not directly, but the SAFEX markets remained closed the entire day. Popped downstairs to lunch to our guys in the office at Trade Safex in the deserted office. Mm. And so they probably got a message from the JC that it probably won't open today. And it would have been a great day for trading. That's why I was remarking there when the JC share price was up, because tactically it hasn't been their best day, but share price-wise, up to just over 2%.
Exactly. Mr. Price obviously holding onto the coattails of Woolworths, just over 2% higher. On the downside, Intuprop down nearly 3.5%, Goldfields down 3.4%, Sasol a 3.3% loser to 325, was 319, as you quite rightly mentioned, Glencore down 2.6%, British American Tobacco 507. I still have bad feelings about British American Tobacco, Greg. I mean, I'm a non-smoker. I'm a reformed smoker. Let me put it that way. I used to smoke. in the office with a colleague of ours called Benji Schleider, who used to favour Dunhill. And we used to smoke at the desk together back in the 1990s when you were allowed to do so. But I'm a reform smoker and I worry about British American Tobacco.
Yeah, it's almost like they have to reinvent themselves. And one of my colleagues here in the office was actually sold me a device which is like a vaping device. And I mean, maybe we're grumpy old men. But
what does that mean?
I'm holding in my hand a silver pen. You charge it on your computer. You press a button. It heats up the tobacco. It doesn't burn the tobacco. And the nicotine doesn't really – it's the same as caffeine. Doesn't do anything to you. It's the breathing and the burning smoke. But obviously, the tobacco industry has seen the way forward. Technology look much cooler with a silver item in your hand, and this vaping is a new craze, and you get all sorts of flavors and what have you. But perhaps that's the way forward for them. I believe Philip Morris' technology is quite a bit ahead of British American Tobacco, so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
But aren't there health issues as well when it comes to this vaping thing? I mean, I was recently in the United Kingdom, and there was a shop called a Vaporium, and the place was busy. People were buying these things.
Yeah, it's almost as, you know, like the thing, I suppose millennials are sort of always kind of reinvent the old things. That we, you know, smoking was nothing wrong with it, but now they want the vaping. Just looks a lot cooler. It's a lot less messy. You can have a quick puff here in the office and nobody would even be the wiser.
Okay. Any other features today, Greg?
Well, I mean, I think we spoke a little bit about that Cell C situation, the blue label. This morning, it sort of came across the screens, actually from Tech Central, that Cell C had written an open letter, more or less saying that, you know, that there is issues with debt and what have you, some eye-popping numbers there. And that put Blue Label share price under a lot of pressure. It finished the day down 9.7%. Round about 4:30, they came out with a SENS announcement sort of in reply to the Cell C open letter and more or less said, you know, from what they can see, everything looks golden. And there's nothing to see here, folks. Move along, as the police say in London. But I love the way they throw in the Buffett Consortium, which is not Warren Buffett. It's a fellow by the name of Jonathan Baer, a South African billionaire, you know, a business legend, the businesses he's built. And they sort of saying he's kind of aligning himself with them. And don't worry, Big Daddy will take care of all these problems. So initially the share was down about 12 or 15%. It finished the day 9%. So the market did take some comfort from that SENS announcement. There was initially a spike and it was almost flat for the day. But then the sellers sort of brushed that SENS announcement off and came back. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Another situation with the SA company with debt that's just mounted and mounted.
Greg, just quickly before we go, give me the England-Australia score because my internet feed has let me down when it comes to streaming this particular match, this extravaganza.
Yeah, England are 154 for 2 after 22.4 overs. They need 70 runs from 27.2 overs. But let's not put the curse on it. Let's just hope they do it at a trot.
Greg, thank you very much for your time this evening. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.